This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, 103 on this Thursday afternoon. Mark Malusis with you, flying solo in for BT and Sal, rolling right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. A couple of things to get into. Number one, I think Andrew just mentioned, top of the hour update, Cooper Flagg for Duke. They're taking on Georgia Tech right now, ACC tournament. Rolled his ankle pretty badly, was wheelchaired back to the locker room. So Duke, one of those teams, obviously Sunday, Selection Sunday. We're curious about, you know, if St. John's wins this Big East tournament, where they end up being seeded. Big year for Rick Pitino, Coach of the Year, R.J. Lewis, no doubt. Rapoli deserves credit, obviously, in the world of NIL for the year that St. John's has had, being able to help financially support what is modern collegiate athletics. But Cooper Flagg, one of those teams, Duke and Auburn, obviously, two top teams in college basketball. He's the best player in college basketball, steamrolling toward being the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. Rolled his ankle for Duke. We'll see the severity of that ankle injury for the Blue Devils, and I think they trail right now at the half against Georgia Tech. As we're on the basketball theme, and you know this, I mean, I've talked about Tom, like, I love Tom Thibodeau. I do. The Knicks with the victory last night out in Portland against the Blazers. Mikal Bridges with the game winner. He played 41 minutes. And, you know, the Knicks clearly have adjusted. And nice bounce back on this road trip. I've got one game left out in Golden State against Steph and the Warriors. But, you know, I've bounced back after that opening game loss of this five-game West Coast swing in Los Angeles against the Lakers in that game. Jalen Brunson suffered the ankle injury in overtime when he stepped on Reeves's foot coming down and has been out ever since. So we know the importance of Jalen Brunson. Take a great player off a great team in the NBA. Clearly, they're not going to be one and the same. Now the Knicks have responded. Good win in Sacramento. Lost to the Clippers. Nice win last night. Late against the Portland Trailblazers. We'll see what they do in Golden State against the Warriors. With all of that, though, I bring up the Bridges because Mikal Bridges because he was in the conversation, the interview that he did, you know, and people love. I don't know what people love more when it comes to monitoring the minutes of a Tom Thibodeau coach team. That's got to be up there when you think about sports. They just love it. Like, they adore it. Like, they wake up every day and they look at the starters and they want to see how many minutes this guy logged, which rotation, who's getting play off the bench, who's not getting play off the bench. All of these things. You know what I've said for a couple years now, with Leon Rose taking over this and with Tom Thibodeau being the coach of the team, you know what's been refreshing? Outside of the fact that the Knicks have played competent basketball, what's been refreshing is this. The nonsense that reared its ugly head this week was not there. Because this is a friendly fire story. It really is. Like, there is no way Mikal Bridges, and I don't know what the tone, the temperament, the context of it when he's making those comments, but Do you really need to? And we want our athletes, and this is not a matter of shut up and dribble. We want athletes to go out there and speak their mind, speak openly and freely. But there's stuff that needs to be kept in-house. Like if Mikal Bridges has got issues with the minutes that he's logging or the lack of burn from the Knicks bench. By the way, it's not like the Knicks have got Vinnie Johnson or Bill Walton coming off the bench and they're not playing them. Like this is not an unbelievable bench that Tom Thibodeau has got to work with on a night in, night out basis. This is a very, as are teams in the NBA, this is a very top heavy team. When healthy, it's OG, it's Cat, it's Josh Hart, it's Mikal Bridges, and it's Jalen Brunson. I mean, that's the Knicks. A little bit of help with Deuce coming off the bench, but that's basically it. Now you throw in Mitchell Robinson, cross the fingers every time he takes on the court because you never know when the next injury is going to rear its ugly head. But this is what Tom Thibodeau needs to deal with now. Mikal Bridges talking about minutes when he hears it enough because there are people that just adore it. And listen, it's complete utter nonsense. I don't understand. Explain something to me. As we all evolve in society, we do. Some a little quicker than others, but as we all evolve in society, bigger, faster, stronger, you know, educate, all these things, right? Know more about the body now than we did 20 or 30 years ago. LeBron James, famously, a couple years ago, talking about the fact that he invests $1 million a year. He can, makes money, God bless, unbelievable basketball player, second best basketball player the sport's ever seen behind Michael, but still, that's an argument for another day. LeBron talking about the fact that he invests $1 million a year in taking care of his body. Unbelievable player, right? So the modern NBA athlete, the modern athlete, knows more now than they did 20 or 30 years ago what to do and what not to do. Why is it now that in the NBA, in a game that is less physical, more three-point driven, why guys can't go out there and log more minutes now than they did 20 years? Why do we need to celebrate when someone plays 82 games? Why does there need to be load management when it comes to the NBA? Why can't guys who are in peak physical condition, you know, in their 20s and early 30s, go out there and run up and down the court and then we don't have to log the minutes? And why does Tom Thibodeau need this headache from a player on his team? Listen, we can all get into the debate about Mikal Bridges and whether or not that trade was worth it from the Knicks and from Leon Rose. They made it. We all celebrate at the time, right? Everyone did. We thought we were going to see the quartet with Dante DiVincenzo and could have put a smile on Jay Wright's face, all the four Villanova Wildcats. Brunson, Hart, DiVincenzo, and Mikal Bridges. We know that never came to be because the Knicks made the trade with Minnesota to go get Karl Anthony Towns. DiVincenzo was part of it along with Julius Randle. But this is what Tom Thibodeau needs to deal with now. Is a guy on his own team talking about the minutes and he'd like to see the bench go out there and play more? I think Thibodeau yesterday before the Blazers game answered it brilliantly. And what it was is that, listen, if you are a wing defender in this league and there's stars in the league and he goes out there and plays 41 minutes and you're one of our better wing defenders, then you know what? You're going to play 41 minutes. That's it. And like I mentioned before, the Knicks are built top heavy. They're not an unbelievably deep team. We know that. They've gotten a little bit deeper with the health of Mitch, with the return of Mitchell Robinson. That has helped certainly at the center position and has helped this team a little bit defensively. We know the woes of this team. When you look at it, they're very good offensively when healthy, not great defensively, completely different vibe from the team a year ago. But this is a headache that Thibodeau doesn't need. It really is. Now, what does it show you? All right, outside of Bridges, maybe saying something he probably shouldn't have said or said something that he probably should have kept in-house. That's the best way to put it. The other thing it shows you is you have concern about where Thibodeau's standing is when you look at the New York Knicks. There is no doubt coming into this season, the Knicks, it feels different this year than it did last year. Now, why? Well, it feels different this year than it did a year ago because of the great expectations on the team. That's why it feels different. It looks a little bit different for sure. They're better offensively than they are defensively, but that changes the mindset of any fan. When you come into a season and there are expectations on a team, then that changes the way that you view that team in the regular season and then going into the playoffs. It's no longer happy to be here. That's why I always say, when teams surprise you, it makes it that much more enjoyable. When the Mets were sitting there a year ago and they were 11 games under 500 in late May and then had the kind of run they did for the better part of 3.5 months into the playoffs, well, that that makes it that much more enjoyable. It does. You know, when you go through the moments early in the season when Gary Cohen is asking early on in the year if this is rock bottom, when nobody out at Citi Field and the Mets losing a game, you know, in early on in the season, like, and then they go on have that kind of year. Well, they surprised everybody, made it that much more enjoyable. The Knicks came into this year with expectations to challenge the upper echelon teams in the Eastern Conference, and not just the East, but also in the NBA. So it looks a lot different this year. But the realistic aspect of it, when you look at it, the Knicks are good. They're just not championship good. The question you have now for Leon Rose is this, is what is the next move that you potentially can make to go out there and add to this team? You love Brunson. You love Cat. OG, when he's healthy, very good. Hart's one of those glue guys. Bridges has been up and down, more missed than hit this season. You like what Deuce can provide coming off the bench. Mitchell Robinson defensively when he is healthy. What's the next move? Because they're missing a piece. Because they have shown you in this regular season that they are not close to Cleveland. They've lost to Boston. They've lost to Oklahoma City. When you're looking at the upper echelon teams in the NBA, the Knicks have lost and the games have not been particularly close. So it's been disappointing. And you love the grit from a team a year ago, and at times you get it this year, but this year it's a little bit more offensive-minded than anything else. And that's why I always thought this season was about Thibodeau being able to develop this team defensively, because Van Gundy's talked about it before in the past, Jeff, that is, that defense is about effort. If you could be a really good offensive player, you could be a really good defensive player. It's a matter of, you know, doing your work, moving your feet, all of those things. Defense is about effort in the NBA. Well, you believed and leaned into the idea that Thibodeau was going to go out there and get this team to play better defensively as the season has gone along. And they've shown you, at times, some flashes of that. It hasn't been consistent enough. But when you have a guy like Bridges coming out and talking about the minutes, and as those that monitor Tom Thibodeau coach teams and the minutes police are out, get the sirens out, as the minutes police are out and are celebrating the fact that you have a player going out there questioning how many minutes the starters are playing and the fatigue factor and wanting the bench to get a little bit more burn, the question you have for yourself is this. Well, if Bridges is able and feels comfortable enough to be able to say that, where exactly is Thibodeau's place within the organization? I have no idea what the answer to that question is. How much pressure is on Thibodeau to not only get past the second round, but get to an Eastern Conference Finals this year to show growth with this team? How much patience will Dolan, or specifically Leon Rose, show? Because as I ask you, like, what's the next move for Leon Rose? Well, the Knicks have basically, not basically, for all intents and purposes, they have fired their best salvos, that being Bridges and that being Towns. Now it's a matter of trying to get the best out of the team. But this, and dealing with this distraction, doesn't necessarily help. 114, Malusis with you. 888-808-1019, your number to call. Limo driver Ed is up next to the fan. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, what's up, Moose? Hey, Moose, listen, let me tell you one thing about Thibodeau. This has always been with him anyway, with his model. So it's nothing new. He does burn guys out. And I don't care what nobody says. He does. And for what's going on, what he did say is, yeah, Thibodeau does do it. And that's why the team, half the time, they can't catch up with nobody. You know, years ago, Richard, one of the guys, I forgot, I forgot who he played for. But this guy was always on the move. Today's players do these pick and rolls. They're moving constantly, not like the old days, where guys were just matching up. Not like that no more. You got to run all over the court. These guys are much bigger, they're much faster, and they're much stronger than guys years ago. And like you said, LeBron, $1 million. Well, that $1 million is worth it because that man's playing in his 40s, so technology has changed.
Not no, the same I get like that, but the be. Game is, yeah, you can look at the cardiovascular health, but the game is severely less physical than it was years ago. I mean, you had a game. Yeah, brother, you had a game the other night. I think the Brooklyn game where both teams shot a combined, right. attempted a combined 22 threes in the opening quarter.
Yeah, that's all, and that's a lot of times.
I mean, that is. I mean, that is chucking and ducking. I mean, that is ridiculous. The 3-point shot is overwhelmed. It. That's why the NBA's got a problem. You know, it's got a regular season problem when it comes to people paying attention to the games. The ratings are terrible, have been terrible. People like the drama, you know, people get into it when Luka gets dealt from Dallas to the Los Angeles Lakers and Anthony Davis goes out to Dallas, and they like the drama and they like the stuff. And we get all, who's the next star? We all lean into who's the next star that's going to be ticked off and want to get moved. But when you look at the product on the court, the product on the court is not great.
Hey, you could tell by now, I have seen more games at 150 points. Where's the defense of that? Did you look at it this year? Look at a lot of the games. They're up to 150, 140.
Yeah, it's
no one's playing defense.
I think it's now a case of the amount of 3-point shots that are being shot and the uptick. And yeah, there's no defense. What can you do? They got rid of the arm bar. There's only so much that you can go out there and move your feet and what you can do on the perimeter. It's different. The game is different. You know, I'm not going to go out there and scream about what game is better than the other, but the NBA does have a product problem. There's no doubt. Why do you think they created the in-season tournament? And they had people screaming and hollering about that because they're trying to get people's attention during the course of the regular season. And there are games that you pay attention to. You paid attention last night watching Oklahoma City and Boston. You paid attention when, you know, but are you locked in each and every night? No, there are certain moments where the NBA does grab you. But it's not on a consistent basis. That's the problem that Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, has. It's a product problem. It's an entertainment problem. Like, that's the issue. That's the general picture. And it's a problem. For the Knicks, though, they're good. They're relevant. The goal is to be great and championship great. And listen, Bridges probably learned a lesson. If you've got an issue with the coach, got an issue with playing time, keep that stuff in-house. No reason to verbalize it to somebody. No reason for somebody outside the room. And that was what was so refreshing for Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau. All these kind of storylines and this nonsense, you know, kind of went by the wayside. Because that used to dominate it with the Knicks. It used to always be about the nonsense. It was never about the play on the court. And that's what this is. And I could defend Thibodeau, and you could be critical of Thibodeau, and you could look at the minutes that guys go out there and play, but he's the head coach of the team now. The curious question you have is, does that show you what kind of foundation he has or where his footing is within the building that Bridges felt comfortable enough to go out there and speak openly about his starters, the minutes being played, and how the bench needs to be used more? That's the one that you look at and you say to yourself,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To raise an eyebrow. 119. Malusis with you. 888-808-1019. All right, 126 on this Thursday afternoon. Mark Malusis with you. In for BT and Sal. St. John's up comfortably. What's the score right now? 53-32. St. John's, the Storm. Over at Madison Square Garden, looking to advance to the next round. They should easily. Manhattan we go. It's Michael. What's going on, Michael?
Yeah, introductory point. It's been 50 years. There's no more excuses, okay? And January 2024, I think it was, Knicks were 14-2 that month. That was a beautiful-looking Knicks team, and unfortunately, Randle got hurt. Hasn't been the same since. And now, don't blame Thibodeau. Is Thibodeau responsible for Carl Anthony Towns being not an impact player that he was supposed to be and not getting in there on defense? He's not responsible for Mikal Bridges, who should shut up and lock somebody down. It's ridiculous. Thibodeau's not responsible for Mitchell Robinson not working on his offensive game so that he can hit a shot beyond 5 feet. If the Knicks don't get to the finals this year, it's a disappointing season. That's it. There's no more excuses.
Well, but Michael, you look at this Knicks team on after watching them all season long on that kind of level? Like, you think they're beating Cleveland?
No. They haven't been on that
series.
No.
You get to a series against the Cavaliers. You think the Knicks are winning that series? They're not winning that series.
Not right now, no. No, they're not winning that, but at the beginning of the season, those were the expectations.
Right, and that's where the disappointment rings in. That was the point where I mentioned why this season feels a little bit different, because the expectations coming into the year. Yes, those were, but let's be honest. Having looked at this team and the way that they've played against upper echelon teams, specifically Oklahoma City, Boston, Cleveland this year, they're not good enough.
No,
they're not good enough.
Pity,
and
too.
Listen, Cat is an impact player. He's an impact player defensively.
No, not enough. This guy,
We knew Towns is a better offensive player than he is defensively. I misspoke there. He's a better
That's supposed to take him to another level. He's supposed to be so good offensively that he takes the team to another level. And that has not happened. Okay? That's not a great 43-22, whatever it is. That's a good record, not a great record. You need to be 30 over to be a great team in the NBA. Okay? No, he's not lived up to what he's supposed to be at all.
Well, Michael, I think the Knicks is a group. They've got to play better defense. Like, I don't know if I need to quantify it how many games over 500 you are. To whether or not you're great. I think there is a little bit of we're not going to look at it analytically. I think there's an eyeball test to it when you watch the team play, when they meet the challenge, when they go up against really good teams. How does it look? How close is the game? What ends up being the deciding factor? What do you need to improve on? And I know you're not going to show your complete hand during the regular season about potentially what you're going to do in the postseason, but that's it. I mean, and we've seen this Knicks team of what they are in the regular season, and they're a really good basketball team. You know, are they championship great? No. The answer to that is no. They're not championship great. You know, and listen, this year at Madison Square Garden, for me personally, you know, has been disappointing, because you look at the way that the Rangers have played this year, and coming off a President's Trophy from a year ago in which they failed in the playoffs, got pushed around by the Florida Panthers. Panthers end up doing their thing, win the Stanley Cup. And then you look at the Rangers that coming into this season, second year with Peter Laviolette, you're saying, all right, well, they'll learn from a year ago and they're going to be really good this year. And it's been nothing of the sort. And you've seen Chris Drury, like a surgeon, picking this team apart, moving guys left and right, whether it be Kaapo Kakko, whether it be Lindgren, all the moves that he has made to try and improve this team, or not just for the rest of this season, but also for next season and beyond. And the Rangers have been one of the great failures in recent New York memory. Whether you're a hockey fan or not, they just are. And they're not going anywhere. Getting booed off the ice the other night, disappointing performance. I mean, it's just bad. All the way you cut it. Then you get to the Knicks. And listen, I love watching the Knicks. Grew up a huge Knicks fan. Love them. Live it, eat it, breathe it, right? But you look at this Knicks team right now, and this Knicks team is a good team, very good. They're a top three seed in the Eastern Conference. Nothing to scoff at there when we were looking at the Knicks losing, you know, 50, 60, doing the things that they were doing, being out of the playoffs, happy to be there, celebratory mood, the year that they had with Carmelo Anthony when they won 53 games. All the things that we've been through here as a New York Knicks fan. Out of the darkness, into the light. We're finally in the light. We finally have the sunshine shining on our face. But the Knicks, even though they've made all these moves and they're a really good team, they're not championship good. And they have not won a title since 1973. And that's where we're at with the New York Knicks. I mean, let's be honest. Like, you look at it, the state of New York sports here. Hughes out for the Devils. You got the Islanders. The Rangers aren't going anywhere. The Brooklyn Nets are what the Brooklyn Nets are at this stage. Dealing with the fallout after the Durant and Irving era, which ended up being a disaster. By the way, all those Net fans that looked at Kenny Atkinson as a program builder, not a finisher, how's he doing out in Cleveland this year? I'm just curious. Well, the Nets sent him to the wayside as I defended him at the time, and look what he's doing out there in Cleveland to bring in Steve Nash to be the head coach. You got the Knicks. Knicks are good. No Brunson. Very good team. Going to be a playoff team, but you think they're going to meet their, you know, ending come the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs, especially if it ends up, and probably will be the Boston Celtics standing in their way. So there's the basketball, there's the hockey. Then you look at Major League Baseball. Well, we've been down that road a little bit. I'll get back to that in just a moment. You look at the NFL. The Jets are celebrating Justin Fields. They've got a new regime in Glenn and Muji, and then you got the Giants waiting here on Aaron Rodgers to figure things out. I mean, all we got right now is St. John's. I mean, that's it. St. John's having their way. Petito, Coach of the Year. R.J. Lewis, the Player of the Year. And St. John's being the number one seed in this Big East tournament. And being a team that come this NCAA tournament, have an opportunity to go out there and have a deep March run. Now it's different. When you look at the Red Storm, it's different. And listen, Petino, tremendous hire by St. John's. Rapoli and everybody that was influential in getting him at Iona, fantastic hire. There's no doubt. And when St. John's is good, there's no team, no college team. This is a pro sports town. There is no college team that grabs this city's attention like St. John's does. Dating back to the days of Walter Berry, Lou Carter II, obviously Chris Mullin, 85. We harken back to that day, obviously, and those years when the Big East was the Big East. But St. John's has the tendency to grab this city's attention and really the only kind of college program that this city really cares about. And they've got an opportunity this year. I understand the limitations. Not a great three-point shooting team. Not a great free-throw shooting team. However, they are relentless defensively. They switch everything. They wear teams down. And they are mentally and physically tough. In today's day and age, I don't know if Petino has this kind of year turnaround, year two, if we're going back to college basketball 20 years ago. I don't. But in today's day and age of the transfer portal, NIL money, Petino can go out there, target he and his staff, the players they want that will fit his system, get the buy-in that they need, and that's exactly what you've seen this year with St. John's, and they've been wonderful. Having their way with Butler right now, and they come the NCAA tournament, given the matchups, given the bracket they're put into, and they're leaning toward being a two seed in the NCAA tournament when the brackets get unveiled on Sunday night, they have an opportunity to not only just be a second weekend team, get to the Elite Eight, and potentially to a Final Four. They've been that good. 135, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019. You wanna go and take a ride with me, with three women in the fall with the goatees. I haven't seen this guy in a long, long time. I look up, we go on a break, there's Carton. What's going on, Craig?
I wanted to come in and see you, and I'd be, you know, I can't see you and just walk away and not say hi.
Yeah.
But I'm so upset with you.
Why?
Because I was watching your stuff on, I guess it was Twitter, or yes. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's Melusis. I'm so happy for your success. You're killing it at Channel 11. And the few times you still, you know, come in here, yeah. If I happen to be in the car, obviously I hear you. And I'm like, he's the most miserable human being on the planet, and he has no friends. And I'm like, why would you say that about someone you respect and admire? You went to Disney.
I did.
For more than like a day or two.
We were there for like 4 days.
Which is crazy.
All four parks.
Your boys are awesome. They're so handsome. And I follow you. The hockey stuff you do with at least one of your sons.
All of them play hockey. Right? It's crazy. It's crazy,
and I'm
Craig.
Like, he's either trying to get divorced.
No.
Or want somebody to offer him money for his children.
Right. I think at this stage, my wife would take the divorce.
I'm like, you don't go to Disney with children?
Yeah.
It's the worst place on the planet.
See, here's why I disagree. Did any friends bail me out? No. Was it a long, 3.5 days?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it relaxing?
No, it was not relaxing. Third day, we were at Disney World. Donna left to go back to the hotel with my youngest son, Gregory. She's like, I can't do it. My oldest son, Jackson's like, we're not leaving. I'm like, all right.
How old is he now?
He's 12.
Okay.
We're not leaving. I want to continue to go on rides.
Right.
I was at Disney World from 8:30 a.m.
Oh my
to
Lord.
11 o'clock at night.
Oh, my Lord.
We pulled into I did 23,000 steps that day.
Even if you have the fast pass, which costs a couple extra bucks,
yes,
not cheap.
Everything costs you money.
And I'm with you on that. I did it with our kids when they were a little bit younger than yours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't the happiest place on earth. This is miserable. This is like when you become a parent and people warn you, there's going to be some days that you want to pull your hair out. It's Disney.
Disney can push it. I don't disagree with you
there. Now, I have friends who are adults, married or dating, who love going as adults. Because you go to the beer garden. And
I love going to Epcot. Time. You walk around the countries. Well, but I asked you, you were like, I haven't been to Disney. My kids are older, but I haven't been to Disney in a while. You didn't go to Epcot?
No. I told them it was closed.
You didn't go walk around the countries, have a couple drinks.
No, I did what we all do. It's a small world. They got every country. Bang, done. And I did the teacup ride. Oh, this is awesome. Yeah. Oh, look, the Dutch girl's wearing slippers. Oh, that's fantastic.
But you have to. Here's where it takes away, Craig, though. If you don't get into it, you take it away from your experience. Like, I lived through it. Like, was it enjoyable for me? You know, I'm in my late 40s. Was it as enjoyable as it was for my kids at 12, 10, and 8? No. But you as a dad can understand that. You're living through their eyes. So when they see something when they see something, they get all excited. They want to do something.
Makes you happy.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to go to the character breakfast. I want Goofy to make me pancakes. And you're like, another $50. Yeah, of course.
You know what we bought now? A Mickey waffle maker.
Had that.
I've made Mickey waffles now on 3 occasions.
Fair enough. In 6 months from now, you won't be able to find it. But give Disney credit. They get us coming and going. But
how are you doing?
Everything's good. Good, good, good. No complaints over Fox. I'd still do the responsible gambling show here.
Saturday
which is why
mornings.
I'm here physically today taping that. Special for a future run, but all good. I'm blessed. I'm obviously very fortunate.
Now, where do you think Rodgers ends up?
Look, if Aaron Rodgers really cares about his legacy or winning, I suppose is a better
Pittsburgh.
Way to put it. No, it's Minnesota.
Well, if you really believe Minnesota's in?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because we know Pittsburgh has the interest. Maybe that's why they got DK Metcalf, another target.
Right.
I get that. The Giants are, so desperate and really an embarrassment now that they're waiting on Aaron Rodgers, if not him, Russell Wilson, who told them, let me go to Cleveland first. Which is like, what are we talking about here, right?
Russell will be in New York tonight, but yes, he's in Cleveland
but,
first.
But he made a point of going, first the Browns, then the Giants, which nobody has ever said, right?
Right.
But think of it from this standpoint. The Vikings decide they're not bringing Sam Darnold back. Okay, we get that. Is he really a $100 million quarterback? We saw him here.
Yeah.
We don't think so, despite the great year. They've had ample opportunity to come out publicly and say,
we're not interested.
J.J. McCarthy is our starting quarterback, period, stop. We'll sign a veteran to be his backup in case he gets hurt. Maybe Gardner Minshew or Jameis Winston or something like that. But they haven't done that.
They haven't done that as of yet.
And why haven't they done it?
Right, because they're
because they remember 5 years ago, Tom Brady went to Tampa and won the freaking Super Bowl. Their lineup is loaded.
It is.
14 wins last year. The embarrassing loss to Detroit for the one seed. The loss to the Rams in the playoffs, all that. Man, imagine if we had Aaron Rodgers as our quarterback. They could win a Super Bowl.
They could have. Yeah. Yeah, they could. I would agree with you. I mean, if you're looking to win, it would be Minnesota. If you lean into the fact that they are in, it would be Minnesota, Pittsburgh, then the Giants. The Giants, so I said it earlier, I think what the Giants help out here, what helps the Giants make the argument is Woody and the Jets. The fact that Woody and the Jets told Rodgers, listen,
We're good.
Yeah. We'll pass.
We're going to go with the guy that...
We're going to go with a guy that's got a 60... We're okay. I know you want to play with us, but we're okay. I actually think that helps the Giants here because Rodgers, you know this. When someone rejects you, what do you want to do? You want to prove them wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
And who better to do it than in this marketplace?
But he can't do
it.
The Giants are so bad and missing so many pieces. You know, could they win 5 or 6 games? Yeah, sure. Why not? I can buy into that. But Washington's really, really good. The Eagles, obviously, really, really good. The Giants stink. Like, I know the 70s stunk for the Giants, and you can go back a lot in the last 10 years, other than the year they played Minnesota in the playoffs when they won that game, right?
Yeah.
The Giants, and I say this respectfully, have become a laughingstock.
Well,
they're a joke now.
Nine double-digit loss seasons last 11 years.
It's crazy how bad the Giants are, and for the life of me, I'll still never understand why they agreed to let, was it Showtime, HBO, whatever it was, air the Hard Knocks episode they aired with Joe Shane. I do not for the life of me know.
That hurt the general manager.
Can't believe he's even back. And I like Joe. He's a nice man.
I like Joe a lot.
He's a good guy. He's not been a good general manager. And the fact that they allowed that to air is so un-Mara-like. I'll go to my grave being shocked that they let that air.
Let me ask you this. As a dad of young kids, when does it change? When do we get out of the Disney amusement park? Now, you only took your kids there on 3 occasions.
3 times we went to Disney. And I'm a kid guy. I like kids more than adults. Like, I'm that guy. Like, let's go romper room style. Yeah, no.
What age do you hit to where you're out of Disney?
For you?
Yes.
You're done.
It's done.
It's wrapped. I'll call Donna now.
12,
enough.
10, and 8, that's it?
Enough.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over. It's enough.
You have to basically take
and
it
I'm
over.
Not a sleepaway camp guy either, but there's a day camp near you these kids can start going to. Something, right? Get them jobs. Like, my guy's 14 years old, Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony has a job.
How is that legal?
At 14 in New Jersey, you can work 14? A certain amount of hours.
Really?
He works in a butcher shop.
How many hours can you work at 14?
Oh, I don't know. We don't talk about that publicly. But he's working in a butcher shop, learning a trade, earning some money.
Now, was that his suggestion or yours?
My suggestion. Get out of the house. Start making some money. But, Dad, I can't drive. Walk.
I said this before, man. Like, I was talking to, like, about my kids. Like, the other day was 68 degrees. And I know we've had, like, a cold winter.
Yeah.
And, like, when it's 10 degrees out, Don and I are like, get out of the house. Go out. Like, it's too cold, right? 68 degrees out, I'm pleading with them. I'm like, go outside and play. Like, be a kid. Like, I used to go ride my bike,
go visit
my friends, go play basketball, go play baseball, go do these other things. They don't want to move. They don't want to get out of the house.
Because they got the phones.
They got the watch.
Shohei
Ohtani's
in Fortnite.
Yeah.
I got to go watch Fortnite.
It's all Fortnite.
It is
day in and day out.
I try to tell my kids, and we all sound like the old guy yelling on the lawn when we do it. I'm like, son, when I was your age, I was on a bicycle from morning to dusk. Nobody was looking for me. I didn't have video games.
I know.
We played outside. Yeah, and as long as you're home by the time your mom made dinner, you were okay.
I said the exact same thing earlier. Yes, I said the exact same thing earlier. Like, my mom used to be like, just be home before dark.
Yeah.
You're all good.
My mom had a cowbell.
Everyone's got an air tag.
No
joke. Your mom had a cowbell.
My mom had a cowbell. I'll never forget it. And she'd ring that bell. And if you were inside that house in 6 minutes, there was trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of trouble?
Like, streetcar named Desire, daddy in the wife beater shirt trouble.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, that belt had a name.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir.
So when that belt was ringing, you were running.
You had to. My dad had a thick leather belt. Yeah, he didn't mess around. I mean, yeah. I still made a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah. But to be fair, like, if we were our kids, we would be doing the same damn thing.
Oh, I know. Like, but now it's all about, right, I get it. I just would like them to be, like, enjoy. Like, the phone's always going to be there. The screen's always going to be there.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something on Instagram. Like, it's always, like, Don and I have basically, the PS5 remotes are in my car.
Wow.
Wow, I like that move.
The PS5 remotes are in my car. They ask me every day, where are they?
I don't know. Lost them.
They're in my car. We've taken away all screens in the house because they just want to look at the screens.
But here's what you got to do. Next time it's 68 degrees, you got to lock them outside the house. Look, you got to be outside of this house for 90 minutes. Don't come knocking. If you got to go, find a bush.
Right.
Right? There's a hose for water if you need it. You're not allowed back in this house for 90 minutes. And then you and Donna get out of the problem. And then you just go home.
It wouldn't take that long.
Once the kids, three times. Once the kids are locked out, you got to go Tracy Morgan on her. I'm going to get you pregnant. St. John's win today or they lose?
They're up by 21.
Ugh.
And Cooper Flagg got hurt, rolled his ankle.
There you go.
The Duke Blue Devils. Good to see you, Craig.
You're doing great.
So are you.
No, not as good as you. And I root for you, and I'm very happy for you.
I appreciate that, Craig. Means a lot. Thank you, man.
So I want to hear you say it publicly.
What's that?
You're swearing off Disney.
No, I can't. They want to go on a Disney cruise this summer.
You know what you do? You want to scare your kids? I got a great idea for you. Drop them off for the day at Six Flags. Tell them... Whichever one of you survives,
I'll take Disney. Exactly. I haven't been to Six Flags in like 30 years. Greg, good seeing you, brother.
Peace, be good.
You got it. Dove, Pete, across the way. You guys on the phones. Pleasure filling in for BT and Sal. Keep it locked right here. Tiki and Evan and Lou Gower, they come your way next right here. The Fan in New York.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.